David Gerstenfeld, Acting Director of the Oregon Employment Department. Please go ahead, David.
Thank you. And thank you everyone for joining me this afternoon. Yesterday, we released our monthly jobs report and it showed a very clear theme that Oregon's economic recovery is going to be very slow. Although our unemployment rate dropped significantly from 11.6% in June down to 10.4% in July, that still leaves it at more than three times what it was back in March. We're still experiencing a very deep recession. We anticipate continuing to see a steady stream of people filing for benefits. We are processing those claims much more quickly now, but how this plays out going forward depends a lot on the volatile and unknown course of the virus. So far, we have paid out an astounding $3.9 billion since the start of this pandemic, and we've received more than 680,000 claims for benefits. That's including all the different benefit programs, and we do know that there are some duplicate applications in those claims. This slow recovery that we're dealing with is one of the reasons why we're so closely following state and federal legislation and working with our state legislature and congressional delegation to see how to get more relief to Oregonians. This remains a very real crisis for Oregonians, and it remains a very real crisis for us, which is why we're continuing to work as hard and as fast as possible to help people. One of the things being considered is additional payments under the Lost Wage Assistance Program. That was a program announced in a presidential memorandum. Since we spoke last week, we've received several pieces of guidance from FEMA and from the U.S. Department of Labor. Those two federal agencies both have pieces of the oversight and direction for how that program is administered. That guidance has answered many of the questions that we had. It doesn't answer all of them, and there are still some significant unknowns, including how much it would cost Oregon taxpayers to implement this program. Some of the things that have been clarified include FEMA saying that they give states 3 weeks worth of benefits initially, and after that, they pay out benefits 1 week at a time until the available funds are exhausted. Most projections are anticipating that there's about 5 weeks of benefits that will be funded. If that's true, then that means next week would be the last week that those additional benefits would be available. The amount of benefits are either $300 or $400 per week. Most states that have applied so far are doing the $300, because to increase it to $400 per week, states have to provide their own funding for that additional $100 payment. And all states, including Oregon, are facing very real budget crises. The cost of administering these additional benefits is paid by FEMA, but only 3/4 of the cost. The remaining quarter of the cost has to be paid by states, either through state taxes or other revenues. Federal rules do not permit us to use our unemployment insurance administrative funds to administer this new additional payment program. We're reviewing this program very closely. We're working with other states. We're working with federal agencies reviewing the guidance and exploring how much help this will provide Oregonians and how quickly we would be able to implement it. One thing is clear is that this program is not enough to address all of Oregonians' needs. We continue to hope for a more robust, longer-term, and comprehensive solution to provide the needed support for Oregonians in need. Besides this lost wage assistance program, there are a lot of other changes and proposed changes to the unemployment insurance system. The amount of change and the pace of change in the UI system is really unprecedented. One of those changes is Senate Bill 1701, which was recently passed by the Oregon State Legislature, which increases how much somebody can earn in a week before it starts to reduce their weekly benefits. This will take us some time to implement. It will provide benefit to people, but we won't be able to provide that benefit immediately. The good news is that people do not have to change how they're filing their benefits. They continue to file and report their earnings the same way. And as soon as we're able to update our systems to reflect the statutory change, any retroactive adjustments to payments will be issued. With Senate Bill 1701 and with all of the other already passed changes and considered possible changes to the unemployment system, we continue to prioritize those programs that will help the most people the most as quickly as possible. This means that we can't do everything at once, but it means that we're going to help as many people as quickly as we can. In terms of Senate Bill 1701, this certainly will provide assistance to a number of Oregonians receiving unemployment benefits, but it wouldn't provide as much help as, for instance, a new benefit program to replace the FPUC $600 payments that ended several weeks ago. For that reason, we would prioritize doing the work necessary to implement Senate Bill 1701 lower, and it would take place after we implement any additional benefit program. It would also be prioritized after the work that we're dedicated to doing to pay people for the waiting week. In terms of processing claims and getting people payments, we continue to staff up and hit a significant landmark where we now have about 1,100 people processing claims. That's a 1,000% increase from the 100 people that we had just prior to the pandemic. This is vital because our unemployment insurance system was set up requiring each claim to be looked at individually, and that can mean looking at most of those claims each week. Having the right amount of people with the experience and training to handle this is key to handling the ongoing work needed to support Oregonians. We've been asked several times whether we're better prepared now than we were in early March to handle any further increase in claims activity. And the answer is, well, we certainly want to do more. We are very much better prepared now. We have many more people, they are more experienced, and we have refined a lot of our processes and tools. The number of people who have not yet received all of their payments is shrinking, although we know it's not shrinking quickly enough. For regular unemployment insurance claims, we're within the normal 21-day window for processing those. We're actually processing them quicker than we were before the pandemic. For PUA claims, we're processing those in about 4 to 6 weeks. We do know that there are still too many people who have issues on their claims that are stopping them from being paid or from being fully paid. The causes of this vary widely because there are so many different programs and different situations that people are in. For regular unemployment insurance, the largest contributor to this situation is adjudication, and that continues to be something that we're focused on making improvements and working to get people their benefits as quickly as possible. In the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, one of the largest issues is determining whether people are not working due to a qualifying COVID-19 impact reason, as is required by the Federal CARES Act legislation. We're also still experiencing some challenges with PIN reset issues, and we're working hard to address those. On the adjudication front, another change that we made very recently is we have entered into a contract with a vendor to bring on an additional 50 people who will help gather information so that we can speed up the adjudication process. These people will be supplementing the work being done by the hundreds of new adjudicators that we've hired and the existing core of experienced adjudicators who are working through those claims as quickly as we can. We've talked about our new website, which provides updates on the various programs. That website is now translated into Spanish, and that's part of our larger and more intentional commitment to equity. This is a very large translation project, and we're proud to have worked with local translators to provide this important resource. And we continue this work to make sure that we're serving everyone in need. We're currently testing the Vietnamese version of the website, which we hope to launch in the coming days. We announced last week that we will be having a webinar tomorrow to help people fill out the Spanish version of the PUA online form, and that webinar will be conducted in Spanish. To share a little bit about the numbers of claims and where we are, between March 15th and August 15th, 548,000 initial claims for regular unemployment insurance have been filed. That compares to about 61,600 during the same time last year. We continue to process those claims through the initial processing very quickly. We have just about 1,400 claims that haven't yet been processed, and the oldest of those, including the most complex, is from August 5th. So we're handling those very quickly and getting benefits out to most people on regular unemployment insurance very quickly. In the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, we've paid $100 million in benefits to over 42,300 people. We continue to identify the barriers to the remaining people who are eligible to those benefits, and we're working to resolve those more and more quickly. I've been sharing numbers about our WorkShare participation, and since March 15th, we've had over 1,500 employers using the WorkShare program. That represents more than 63,000 workers who have received $49 million in benefits under that program alone. For context of how robust Oregon's WorkShare program is, in July, we paid out $20.7 million in WorkShare benefits. According to U.S. Department of Labor data, this is second in the nation and is only surpassed by the state of New York, which paid out $22.8 million. So this has been an invaluable tool for Oregon businesses and workers to help keep people working at least part-time during these very troubling times. And with the CARES Act funding the WorkShare benefits, this helps us further protect Oregon's trust fund for Oregon businesses. We know that getting through to our employees on the telephone continues to be too difficult, and we're doing ongoing dedicated work with the multiple vendors involved to make this better. We have made some progress. We know it's not enough, but we are currently answering more than five times as many calls per day as we were before. Looking at the end of May, we are answering about 525 calls in a day. On August 17th, the most recent full day that we have the data for, we answered over 2,800 calls. So again, this is real progress, and we're absolutely committed to increasing that progress so it is easier and easier for people to contact us. One way that people can help is by contacting us through the online form, the Contact Us form, on our new webpage. We're continuing to hire more people and provide more training to the people that we already have hired. And we're continuing to advance our modernization project. We've built a very talented team of leaders, project managers, and experts, and we'll continue to report out our progress over the coming weeks and months. We are well positioned to modernize our systems in a way that will help Oregonians get the benefits they deserve in the future, even during such difficult situations as we're facing now. More Oregonians than ever before in history are receiving unemployment benefits from the Employment Department. It's been an extraordinary effort to do this, and it continues to be an extraordinary effort. Reviewing record numbers of claims each week takes the record number of employees that we now have working, and it requires them to work incredibly hard. I again want to thank our incredibly dedicated employees who are putting hearts into this work because they know how much it helps people and how much people are relying on us to get them their benefits. Our employees are pushing themselves incredibly hard to help their fellow Oregonians. There have been many, many challenges, and while many remain, we have been able to overcome a number of them. We are in a much better place now to process claims and to pay benefits to people. While serious challenges remain, we are moving in the right direction, and we have more and more positive momentum. Thank you all.